And they went in there a week. Guess what quit?
The air conditioner.
The most expensive thing on the house. And it didn't just quit. Because they had inspections. They had everything. And the blessing was they spent, back then it was $50 for a deductible. And got a brand new, like $7,000 AC unit in the house. Which, I mean, she started crying. The little girl started crying. She was so happy because that would have killed them.
Exactly.
They spent all their money to buy the house.
Well, and it's the same thing these days because people are having to pay so much over asking price just to even get a house. Plus, they're having to pay their own closing costs, their own title insurance, everything. So they don't have the money.
And you do this whole area. So that's in San Angelo for sure. That's all over the place.
It's all over the place. So used to, we would have, we would require that the day of closing that the contract was paid in full. That doesn't have to happen now. A lot of times, the buyers are the ones having to purchase the warranty for themselves. They have the option to do monthly payments now as well, which the 775 plan comes out to, like, I think 65, but I'm not good at math. But 775 divided by 12.
Yeah, 67.
That's it. Yeah, 60-something bucks. I think it's 65.
Yeah.
That's it. So, I mean, that's the difference between you having a warranty and not having one. That's kind of a no-brainer to me, really.
Well, but I'm going to do a total spin on you on that. Because I own some property, I sell my, if I sell something I own, even if they don't ask for a warranty, I give them one.
It covers your
It covers me. It's the seller. I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah.
Because when somebody does come back, because of all the things we've already talked about, you know, the leaky this or that or something that I had no, especially if it was a rent house.
Yeah.
And I have no knowledge if there was really something there. And I don't want any buyer to be in a bad situation right when they buy a house, especially for me.
Exactly.
So I'm going to buy the warranty. Even if you don't ask me, I'm going to still buy the warranty. I'm probably going to buy the base one, just to tell you the truth.
Exactly. But that still covers the most expensive stuff
and
in the house.
That's exactly why. Because if something goes wrong that I didn't know about it, I want you to do an inspection, too. I want you to get that inspection. And first off, while we need a good inspection, is that way if something does break right away and there's an issue, we can send Shelly the inspection and say, Shelly, this was inspected and it was okay a day of closing. And it'll be covered under the warranty.
Exactly.
So just for those reasons, and sellers out there, it's a good coverage for you too.
It is. It is, because a lot of times things come up on the inspection report that you didn't even know were wrong.
Well, and I think most, but you know, think about it, and this didn't apply to me because I haven't lived in a house very long and I don't move. But a lot of times people live in that house for 20 years. Well, that light switch over there hadn't worked. Well, they didn't really think about it because they didn't. They knew it didn't work, and they hadn't used it in 20 years.
Exactly.
They didn't care. You know, or this happened, or, well, that door's always stuck, or it does, you know, stuff like that, that people didn't do it on purpose. They just lived with it.
Yep, exactly. But if that light switch doesn't work, you can place a service request and get an electrician out there to fix it.
And that's what it is.
Yeah.
But, okay, but let's talk about getting electricians out there. A lot of stuff now, you know, the Federal Pacific boxes, that's a hot item with insurance companies like Allstate and Nationwide, different ones like that. This isn't, if you had that, this won't apply for that.
No, we're not going to replace something that wasn't there. I mean, if we have to replace the fuse box, we're going to replace like for like.
Gotcha.
If it's considered an upgrade, then the homeowner has to pay the extra upgrade. We'll still pay to replace what was there, but then they can pay for the upgrade, I guess. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Is it a code requirement?
It is not.
Okay.
But a lot of the insurance companies won't insure the house without it being changed. Because they overheat and don't pop.
Gotcha. So, well, and a lot of older houses don't have the GFI switches.
Yes.
Which...
That was my next question.
Yeah, that's a code upgrade. They have to have it. But we don't replace what's not there.
Gotcha.
We fix what's broken that's already there. But we don't replace what's not there. So if they have to be on a GFI switch, they would have to pay for that themselves. But if a lot of stuff's not working because that switch keeps blowing or whatever...
One of the biggest problems we have on our inspections... is because you have, like, our Santa Rita homes, our older homes, they don't have the GFIs.
Yeah.
Well, when Betty Boo has lived there for 50 years, and the buyer buying it says, well, I want all new GFI plugs put in, which they're not, the plugs aren't expensive, getting them put in is what's expensive. And they have to be over so often and blah, 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 and meet all the codes. You're talking a lot of money.
Exactly.
So then you have the seller going, uh-uh, I lived with this for 50 years, I'm not replacing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the buyer, well, they say it's not safe. See the conflict there.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
Which doesn't apply to the warranty, because that makes sense. If it's not there, you can't replace something that's
not
there.
We fix what's there and what's broken. There has to be mechanical failure before we can send somebody out.
And let's kind of highlight it, but you said something about septic tanks on the last one?
Yes. Okay, so our old coverage, last year's coverage, was septic pumping, sewage ejector pump, and well pump all lumped in together. We've split out the well pump from that this year, which our well pump coverage is excellent. It, if we have to replace the pump, and that's all we cover is just the pump, but
or
if we have to replace it.
Or some submergible pumps.
Yeah. We would cash out at $1,500, which most of them that I've dealt with so far is around $2,000 to $3,000. Yep. So that's excellent. The septic pumping, they will come and pump it if it's causing an issue. Has to be causing an issue before they'll come pump it. And last year it was not renewable. This year it's renewable, so they can still add it back on every year.
Well, and let's talk about it. We have an existing home. We want to get a warranty. How do we do that?
Call me.
Okay. How do they call you?
806-392-6257.
And I'll tell you this, whether you bought a house from us or not, I have all of Shelly's information at my office. Her pamphlets that show all the different programs, her number, all that. You can come by my office anytime and grab one.
Thank you.
If you decide to pick up something to do it. But more importantly, when you purchase your home,
make sure you have a warranty.
What you didn't talk about was new construction.
Oh, that's true. So we do have a new construction policy that covers, it picks up in years 2, 3, 4, and 5 because the builder warranties everything for the first year. So like the Shield Complete plan, that's the best one. It's $1,275 for 4 years. That comes out to a little bit over $300 a year.
Yeah.
When normally that plan is $775. So the new construction is also excellent. We do it for single family dwellings and for condos and townhomes. On the new construction.
So that's for sure worth the money.
Heck yeah.
Because most builders will have a 10-year warranty, but that's on just like the structure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then they'll give a one-year warranty on the appliances and mm-hmm. the general stuff.
Sometimes they do a 210.
Yeah.
But still, it's better to be double covered if on
but
year
I'm not,
two.
I'm not a 210 fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen more people get denied on 210 than I have anything else ever.
Well, if you have American Home Shield in place, you're covered on year two.
See, that's why I would rather, to be honest with you, folks, I'm just telling you all out here, this is 38 years of experience. I'd rather have an American Home Shield warranty on new construction than I would a 210 warranty.
Thanks.
Well, no, I mean, I think it covers better.
Just keep in mind that homeowner's insurance is for the actual structure.
Yes.
Home warranties is for all the systems and appliances within the structure. So we cover all the what keeps the structure working,
yeah,
basically. And then homeowner's insurance covers the structure.
And one thing I know y'all added was a leak in the slab.
We've always had slab leak coverage. We cash out at $1,000.
Which, again, is not going to cover it.
Sometimes it might. It just depends on how long it takes them to find the actual leak.
You haven't met our plumbers and stairs lately. They're swamped, and their new prices are showing it.
But we'll automatically cash out at $1,000, and that does include pier and beam houses as long as the leak is under the house. That's still considered the slab.
And that's in your base program, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's considered
plumbing.
So if
you spend $400. $450.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a problem like that, you get $1,000.
Yep.
Folks, any way you look at it, that's $550 you win.
Yep. Exactly.
Any way you look at it.
Exactly.
Okay, so we got that. We got our basic one, which is $450.
Uh-huh. The next one up that covers all the appliances is $600.
$600.
And then the next one up from that covers all those other two plans, plus the unlimited refrigerant, the $1,250 in code upgrades, modifications, and permits, the $7,000 on the appliances, roof leak repair, and free rekey.
But if you have upgraded appliances in your property, I highly, highly recommend the last one.
Yeah, for $775.
I mean, it's a few hundred dollars more. But think of just the thousands more, because like on the plus plan, let's say I have a sub-zero. What do I get cashed out on?
$4,000.
So that's $3,000 more getting cashed out on that plan alone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell them your name and your number again. We got to leave.
My name is Shelly Manley. I'm with American Home Shield. My number is 806-392-6257.
Folks, we appreciate y'all listening in. We'll catch you next Sunday.